Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Over the last 4 years, policies and sentiment about immigration have certainly changed, and some would say for the worse. On a nation that's based almost entirely on immigration, how should those policies change under a Biden administration? Here to discuss with me is Juan Riboldi, president of Ascent Advisor and author of Strategic Transformation, How to Deliver What Matters Most. He's also an immigrant from Argentina, having been in the U.S. for over 30 years now. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Vicki. It's a pleasure being with you.
Juan, how did you first come to the United States, and what motivated your decision to come here?
So I came to the United States from Argentina as an international student, and my goal was to achieve a higher education. I was already studying engineering in Argentina, but I had an opportunity through friends and family to apply for college in the U.S. and was accepted, and I decided to take the bold step and leave my family behind and come to the U.S. as an international student. My original goal was to get a degree from an American university and return back to Argentina. I'd probably live there the rest of my life. And when I graduated, all the better opportunities ended up taking me all the way to New York City instead of back to Argentina. So I stayed since then.
What was life like in Argentina compared to what you experienced in the U.S.?
Well, at that time, I was coming from a completely different situation. I had grown up through 12 years of military dictatorship. The regime had become increasingly more oppressive over the years, to the point that we were pressed and have very few freedoms. At one point, I was even thrown in jail for simply watching a movie that was blacklisted, but not publicly known that it was blacklisted. It was a movie that had more like a content about Vietnam. I never thought that that's the movie I was going to watch anyway, but anyway, that landed me in jail. So from there, I came to the U.S. in 1986, and I experienced significantly better opportunities in every aspect of my life. So it was definitely a huge step up for me at that time.
How would you say the immigrant experience today is different from the 1980s?
Oh, a big difference. Back then, the path to being an immigrant was relatively easy. In my case, I fell in love and married my college sweetheart, and she's American, and through her I processed my papers. I think it took probably a total of 3 years and $300 to become a citizen. Most of the people today that want to become a citizen that are legal, I wouldn't say legal, they are legitimate contributors to society in their jobs and their taxes and their way of life. Sometimes they spend several years, up to 10, 15, even 20 years, and I've seen several people spend as much as $60,000 in legal fees and related fees to their immigration process. So it's significantly more difficult.
I'm speaking with Juan Riboldi, author of Strategic Transformation, How to Deliver What Matters Most, and president of Ascent Advisor. What would you like to see from the Biden administration in terms of its approach to immigration?
I would like to see a simpler path to legalization of qualified immigrants. We have a very large number of qualified immigrants in this country that they are contributing members to society. They are part of the economic engine. They are part of the taxpayer base. And they experience significant amount of obstacles in becoming legal. And through that, they end up taking employment that is subpar. They end up in situations that are not comfortable even for them. or for the rest of us. So we need to clear that path to legalize immigration for what I would call qualified immigrants, people that are coming to the country to contribute. There are, of course, the necessary screening that needs to be done for those people that are not coming with those intentions. But right now the system treats everyone almost as if they were a criminal. Well, we need to look at this very differently.
What would you say to those who worry that we could be overwhelmed with immigrants?
Well, what I would say is that I understand and can relate to their concern, but the data seems to prove that this country and every other country has benefited by having qualified immigration that is legalized and contributing and fully integrated into society. So while there is a large number of immigrants that are currently under the legal status, most of them that are legitimate contributors to society could greatly benefit and benefit the rest of us by having a legal status. And that would reduce costs, that would increase their contribution, allow them to have a higher upward mobility, and also raise the next generation under a legal system rather than being illegal children growing into illegality within the country. So generally speaking, you would find that a country's economy is benefited by the number of contributing members. And by increasing that, we're only going to be benefited. Some people are concerned from a cultural standpoint. You know, this country is founded on the whole concept of being a melting pot of cultures. So sure, cultures will shift and adapt to immigration currents, but so it has over centuries. So I think that we need to embrace that and look at the future for what it will bring if we were able to continue with this concept of a melting pot.
Do you have any last thoughts for us?
I have worked extensively in my community with immigrants of all different paths in life, and I can relate to the challenges that they experience. I think that if the administration could ease the burdens so they can more efficiently prove the fact that they are a qualified member of our society and be legalized, it would result in an improvement for all of us, including them, for sure. That would be something that I think would be a step in the right direction.
I've been speaking with Juan Riboldi, author of Strategic Transformation, How to Deliver What Matters Most. He's also president of Ascent Advisor and someone who immigrated to the United States over 30 years ago. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Vicky.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.